Australia is now being dragged over the coals internationally for corruption. International agencies are warning that corruption risks in Australia have risen. And the country that once bragged about having one of the cleanest and most transparent governments in the world has now officially lost that title. This is big news, guys. Hey guys, Scott here. Now, before you roll your eyes and think this is just another political drama, let me explain why people are actually getting absolutely PO'd, angry about this. Australia has one of the highest tax systems in the developed world. We pay a huge amount of tax here. And if you look at the report, the countries that rank as the least corrupt in the world also ask their citizens to pay high taxes. But there is one key difference you cannot afford to miss. When those governments demand high taxes from their citizens, they give something back in return. They give transparency and they give massive amounts of accountability for their spending. They give world-class policies, strong welfare systems, and robust economic frameworks. Most importantly, they give the public full access to information so that citizens can see exactly how their money, their tax money, is being used. But in Australia, we are seeing something very, very different. Over the past few weeks, a tsunami of corruption revelations has started pouring out of the Senate hearings, parliamentary inquiries, and also investigative reports. These are all over YouTube and they are fascinating watching. And when you start piecing those stories together, it paints a pretty shocking picture. We are talking about billions and billions of taxpayer dollars flowing through construction sites where serious corruption allegations have surfaced. We're also talking about housing programs worth tens of billions of dollars where the government refuses to clearly show where the money actually went. We are talking about government documents being blacked out and redacted and held back, and information that Aussies should have access to being hidden from the public entirely. And it does not stop there. Right now, in the middle of an energy crisis, critics are accusing the government of holding what they call fake consultations around energy policy just to create the impression that action is being taken. So these consultants are raking it in. These are serious questions, guys. If behavior like this happened inside a private company, people would lose their jobs immediately. Yet most Aussies have barely heard about half of this. Because let's be honest, you are busy, you are working full time, you do not have time to sit through Senate hearings, the YouTube videos, the articles, the data, you don't have time to collate all of that and make sense of it. Hundreds of pages of transcripts. And that is exactly why this video matters. Because this is your money. You run this country with your taxes. The government works for you and they owe you answers. If you want information about how your money is being used, you are entitled to it. But much of what I'm about to show you is information the government never wanted Aussies to piece together. Stories buried in hearings, hidden in reports, or lost in the middle of parliamentary debates. So in this video, I am going to connect those dots for you and also show you exactly what has been happening behind the scenes so that you can see the full picture of what is going on with your money. But before we get into it, a quick one. I break down economic developments, government policies, the property market, wealth creation, financial freedom, all on this channel every single day. So if you want to stay ahead of what is happening with your money and the economy, hit subscribe and hit the bell icon so you never miss one of my daily updates. All right, let's get straight into it. Let's start with something that came out yesterday and it could not be more relevant right now. The world is staring at another potential energy shock. Tensions in the Middle East are threatening global oil supply. And whenever that happens, the same thing follows. Energy prices rise and countries start worrying about shortages. Now here is where the story becomes strange for Australia. Australia is the third largest energy exporter in the world. You wouldn't believe it when you look at your energy bill. We ship enormous volumes of gas overseas every single year. A country that exports that much energy should never struggle to meet its own domestic demand. But that is exactly what is happening. Australia has repeatedly faced gas shortages while exporters continue sending huge volumes overseas. The obvious solution seems very, very simple. If companies extract gas in Australia, a portion of that gas should be reserved for Aussies before the rest is exported. Now, the government recently announced a plan that sounded like a solution. exporters would reserve 15 to 25% of new supply for the domestic market so that Aussies would not have to compete with international buyers. That does sound reasonable. But when the consultation meeting happened, the entire thing started to fall apart. Industry participants said officials could not explain how the policy would work, how it would be enforced, or how exporters would actually be forced to reserve gas for Australians. There was no clear model, no enforcement mechanism, and no finished blueprint. In other words, the government announced a major policy to fix Australia's gas shortage, but when consultation happened, it looked like the policy had not even been properly designed. Critics say the entire process felt like political theatre. The announcement created the impression that the government was fixing the problem, but behind the scenes, there was no real plan. This is public relations 101, sounding like there's a plan when in fact there is not one. So Australians are asking a simple question. If energy prices are rising and shortages are real, how can the government announce a solution without having an actual policy ready? And more importantly, how does something like that happen without anyone being held accountable? Now, can I ask you, does this feel like corruption? The second revelation comes from Senate hearings examining the Freedom of Information System. The Freedom of Information Act exists for one reason. If the public asks how taxpayer money is being used, the government is supposed to provide the information to the taxpayer, the citizen. That is the whole point. But hearings revealed something troubling. FOI, or Freedom of Information requests, are now being refused more often than ever, and the time it takes to process them has almost doubled. Aussies are asking questions about how their money is being spent, yet the system designed to answer those questions is slowing down, and also the door is being shut. Evidence presented during the hearings also suggested some public servants are being trained to deflect difficult questions instead of answering them. For example, at the Senate hearings, what you hear most of the public servants say is, I'll take that on notice. And do they ever actually really get back and answer the question?
Is that right?
I'm sorry, I'll have to take the date on notice. We don't have it to hand.
We'll have to take it on notice, Senator.
That whether or not you have a copy, you don't know whether or not you have a copy.
I'll check with the team, but we'll take it on notice.
We'd have to take it on notice.
We'll take that on notice too. We will take it on notice.
My question was, did PM&C draft a letter?
You take that on notice.
Why does that need to be taken on notice?
I will take it on notice.
I think the public's entitled to know if the government was seeking savings and how they were doing so. I mean, this expenditure of public money, Senator Wong.
We'll take that on notice, Senator.
This is a letter sent in September asking for responses by October to inform MyEFO, was it not?
I'll take it on notice. All of this is being taken on notice, Senator.
Indeed, and I think that is very revealing. Chair, I'm happy to.
That's because you haven't got anything, so you have to say it's revealing.
Pardon me?
Let that register for a second. The system built to enforce transparency is now being used to avoid transparency. Documents are delayed, heavily redacted, or refused entirely. Information taxpayers paid for is being locked away from the public. So Aussies are asking another obvious question. If the government truly has nothing to hide, why is it becoming harder to access basic information? Why does a system designed to protect transparency now look like a wall between the public and the truth? Now let's talk about housing. Because over the past few years, the federal government has announced housing programs worth around $80 billion. Housing funds, subsidies, infrastructure programs, and housing accords all combined. That is taxpayer money, your money. We're talking about billions of dollars here. But when the Senate started asking some very simple questions, the answers became extremely vague. Where did the money go? How many homes were actually built? How much of that funding translated into real housing? It turns out the government has been reluctant to release detailed modelling showing how these programs actually deliver new homes.
So the point of this exercise is to get to the bottom of this. So it started in August. The Senate passed a motion asking for the modelling. In September, I wrote to the minister asking for the answer. We finally get something in December, which is mainly a redacted piece of paper.
In some cases, programs originally described as building housing have ended up purchasing existing properties instead, outbidding first home buyers at auctions and artificially pumping up the prices of homes in some suburbs. But buying homes that already exist does not increase supply, which is the purpose of that money in the first place. It simply reshuffles ownership while prices continue rising. Meanwhile, we are told the government is spending billions of dollars to fix the housing crisis. Okay, but where is the output? If tens of billions of dollars have been committed to housing, where are the homes? If a private company spent tens of billions without explaining where the money went, would anyone accept that explanation? Absolutely, they would not. So why is it acceptable when it happens with taxpayer money?
My point is why you, Minister, don't understand where $30 billion went missing.
I think the minister, when I read my EFO, I was like, where's that?
You didn't ask those questions. You don't seem to be across your own budget. If I were in your shoes, I would be holding myself to account, which you are not. You're making excuses when you have wasted, you have totally missed $10 billion on one program. I think you should both resign. If you made a $10 billion error in a public company, you'd be out the door. And so this is why we have the highest interest rates in the developed world right now.
The fourth revelation involves corruption allegations surrounding taxpayer-funded construction projects. Investigations have revealed disturbing claims about how some projects were being run. Reports describe situations where workers were allegedly earning extraordinary salaries for extremely basic tasks. In some cases, people holding traffic signs were reportedly earning more than many professionals in the private sector. But the allegations go further and deeper than that. Taxpayer-funded projects were sometimes used to create jobs for politically connected insiders, and funds meant for infrastructure were allegedly spent on activities unrelated to construction. Let that sink in for a moment. Aussies pay some of the highest taxes in the developed world so that government can build roads, hospitals, and schools. Yet some of that money has been flowing into completely inappropriate activities. If those claims are proven true, the scale of waste would be staggering. Billions of taxpayer dollars potentially misused while Aussies are struggling with the rising cost of living, massive increases to rents, mortgages, and the cost of housing. Now we arrive at something that could affect millions of Aussies. It doesn't matter if you are a homeowner or a renter or an investor. That is negative gearing. For years, the government has insisted it has no plans to change the policy. But reports revealed Treasury has been asked to run modeling on possible housing tax changes. Think about that contradiction. If the government has no intention of touching negative gearing, why is Treasury modeling changes to it? Why are analysts running numbers on a policy that supposedly is not even being considered? At one point, officials suggested the modeling did not exist. Later, others confirmed that it did. Aussies are now watching politicians contradict each other, while one of the most important housing policies in the country is quietly analysed behind closed doors. By the way, negative gearing is one of the most misunderstood taxes, and I have done a video about it. I'll put a link to that video in the description below. Now, the transparency problems do not stop there. When analysts asked to see the modelling behind the government's 5% deposit housing scheme, the numbers were withheld. The policy allows buyers to enter the market with just a 5% deposit while the government guarantees the rest. It directly affects housing demand, prices, and affordability across the entire market. Yet the modeling behind the policy has been redacted. It's been held back. Parts of the truth in it have been filtered from the public. Aussies are now told the policy will improve affordability, but the government refuses to show the numbers that supposedly prove it. So Aussies are asking another question. If the modeling proves the policy works, why hide it? And if the modeling suggests the policy could push prices even higher, don't you think that Australians deserve to know that before it expands? So when you step back and look at all of these revelations together, a pattern begins to appear. You can see it clearly. First of all, you've got an energy policy announced without a finished plan, no practical way to implement it. You have transparency laws weakening while information requests are being refused and held back. We've got billions spent on housing programs without any clear outcomes, and we have serious corruption allegations inside taxpayer-funded construction projects. We've got housing tax modeling happening behind closed doors, and it has not actually been spoken about publicly and openly and transparently. We have economic modeling being redacted from the public. Each issue alone raises serious questions, but together they raise a much bigger one. Who exactly is holding this government accountable? Because at the end of the day, this is not the government's money, it is yours. Aussies fund this entire system through their taxes. And when billions are spent and major policies are designed, the public has every right to know what is happening. Transparency is not optional in a democracy. It is the bare minimum standard. So if nobody is asking these questions, maybe it is time Aussies started asking them themselves. This is your daily property update. I do these updates every single day on the economy, on housing, on property investment, on your financial future, so that you can have all the information to make the correct moves for you and for the people that you care about. I'd love to hear your thoughts on all of this. Drop a comment below and let me know what you think about what is happening in this country today. If you want to continue to get these updates, hit subscribe and hit the bell, and I'll see you guys at the next video.